This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Former Gladys Jung Elementary School principal Chris Carmichael has been released from jail to a transitional living facility in Anchorage. United States Magistrate Judge Matthew Scobel signed the release order. It stated Carmichael would be transported from jail to the Norris House on New Year's Eve at 10 a.m. The conditions of his release state Carmichael is under home detention and restricted to his residence except for religious services, medical, substance abuse, or mental health treatment, attorney visits, court appearances, court-ordered obligations, or other activities approved by the pretrial services office or supervising officer. Carmichael is also required to wear a GPS device and is restricted from accessing the internet or having unapproved contact with minors. The judge also ordered Carmichael to obtain a mental health evaluation and to comply with recommendations for treatment and counseling. Carmichael was arrested on December 10th in Bethel. A federal grand jury indicted Carmichael on 4 criminal charges. They include 2 counts of attempted coercion and enticement of a minor, 1 count of attempted transfer of obscene material to a minor, and 1 count of possession of child pornography. Next, in recreation, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Fitness Center has been closed since Christmas. What started as a few frozen pipes has turned into a medley of mechanical problems, all triggered by the recent cold snap. Acting City Manager Bill Howell says they started seeing problems at the fitness center around Christmas Day.
It was initially found that we had some shower drains that were frozen. That was resolved pretty quickly.
But the cold didn't let up. After they thawed the shower drains, the sewer lift station froze up.
After that, we discovered that there was a frozen fire sprinkler system.
Howell says on top of all that, the computer system that controls the boilers, pumps, and valves to heat the building stopped working properly.
We just had a lot of things go wrong all at once. It's kind of a perfect storm.
Howell says repairing the computer system that regulates temperatures may take a few weeks due to the need to ship in parts. However, they don't need to completely fix the computer system to open the facility. As soon as they can thaw the fire sprinkler system and the drains, they'll open.
Our most optimistic estimates is a week to 10 days.
Thawing those pipes is not as simple as it sounds. Howell says both the sprinklers and the drainage pipes run underneath a crawl space that's unheated.
They're trying to find ways to get more heat into that area. They have not identified that solution yet.
The city's maintenance staff are working almost 24-hour shifts to figure out how to heat the crawl space. Howell says the city has funds allocated for emergencies like this to pay workers overtime. But why did this situation happen, in which so many parts of the fitness center broke all at once? Howell says mostly it's just a product of our environment.
You know, I think it's ambitious to put a pool in a subarctic environment to begin with, but there's a lot going on in this building. I can see how the folks who engineered it may have missed a few of the little nuances that would have prevented some of these things.
Despite the malfunctioning computer system, the unheated crawl space, and the frozen pipes, Howell remains optimistic about the long-term prospects for the fitness center.
This is not the demise of the pool, and we're aware of what's at stake and how important this facility is to the community, and we're taking appropriate action.
In the short term, Howell says a little warmer weather would help out a lot. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Next, in Mushing. After the Kuskokwim 300 season opener was delayed twice, the second race of the season, the Holiday Classic, has also been pushed back. I spoke with K300 race manager Paul Basil to find out what the current plans are. K300 race manager Paul Basil says the Holiday Classic will be rescheduled for this Saturday, January 4th. He hopes by then the weather that caused the delay will go away.
As you may have noticed, it's been pretty darn cold. We heard from a handful of mushers who expressed some concern about the cold and the wind that was forecast, and so we decided to postpone the race.
This was after the season opener was delayed for the third year in a row. Paul says these delays are pretty normal for the first races of the season. In fact, he plans for them.
We start scheduling them early in December and leave some room in the schedule with full knowledge that we're probably going to have to postpone one or both of these first races.
The flexibility may be necessary, but Paul also knows it's not ideal.
We'd like to do it on schedule so that it's easier for people to plan for, but it's kind of the nature of the beast. We just kind of have to bob and weave with what Mother Nature gives us.
A week after the postponed Holiday Classic, Paul has another event to plan, this time in Anchorage. The first ever K300 benefit event in Anchorage will be on January 11th. There'll be drinks, live music, and K300 apparel for sale.
There's a lot of people in Anchorage with ties to the Delta and who, you know, are excited about an opportunity to be connected to the race in some way.
In fact, there are K300 fans even further away, too.
You know, we set up an online merchandise store the last couple months, and I was amazed. People from Florida and Connecticut were paying attention to our Facebook feed and our website and going and buying t-shirts and sweatshirts.
Paul says there will be exciting things happening closer to home in Bethel, too. The K300 concert is returning this year.
Some Bethel favorites of the past, Chris Cook, Michael Fabian, and Jacques Longpre are all coming back out to play that concert.
That will be on January 18th, the day after mushers take off from Bethel to Tillicksack in the 41st running of the Kuskokwim 300. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. And finally, every 10 years, the U.S. Census Bureau starts the year-long process of counting every American, and it begins right here in Alaska. Surveyors will start work in Tuxuk Bay on January 21st. Gabe Lehman is chair of the Alaska Census Working Group. He explains why a complete count of all Alaskans is important to the state as a whole.
We tend to frame it in terms of the three Ds: dollars, data, and democracy. The census is really important because if you care about your community, if you care about having access to services, emergency response, quality roads, it's important to be counted because the resources that are allocated from the federal government to do all of that work are based on Census Bureau data.
Alaska annually receives more than $3 billion from the federal government to fund services like Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP benefits, and school lunch programs. But during the 2010 census, an estimated undercount of 8% in Alaska potentially left millions of federal dollars on the table. Donna Bach is a U.S. Census Bureau Tribal Partnership Specialist. Originally from Bethel, she understands what an undercount can mean for rural communities.
It's for public broadcasting in the Marine Ferry Highway System, bypass mail, our university. And so being counted is a solution-based initiative that all of us should participate in.
In the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, census workers will go door-to-door gathering census data with the goal of counting every person in every household and community. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.